This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden says he strongly supports a plan by House Speaker Mike Johnson for foreign aid. Johnson wants to split up aid packages into separate bills for Israel, Ukraine, and others. The speaker is facing fury from some Republican lawmakers in the House who oppose aid to Ukraine. There is an effort underway to force him from his position. It is not clear if that will succeed. Meanwhile, lawmakers in the House are planning to make another push to force the sale of Chinese-owned video app TikTok. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the latest measure is expected to be packaged with the bills for foreign aid.
While the House already passed legislation that calls on TikTok to be sold, it is stalled in the Senate. So this second effort is being attached to providing foreign aid. It could be voted on in the House as soon as this weekend. If the Senate version passes, President Biden has indicated he would sign it. Bipartisan lawmakers in Washington have national security concerns with TikTok, an app used by 170 million Americans. TikTok's parent company ByteDance is based in Beijing. TikTok says there's no proof it is a security risk, claiming the app is being unfairly targeted. If the bill becomes law, it would face a long legal battle and the prospect of China stepping in to block any possible sale. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Jury selection resumes today in the New York criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. There were no court proceedings yesterday. Seven jurors have been seated so far. Now the prosecution and the defense will have to agree on 11 more jurors and alternate jurors to serve. Trump met Poland's President Andrzej Duda last night for dinner in New York. Trump praised the Polish leader with whom he has previously worked.
He's done a fantastic job and he's my friend. And we had four great years together. Four great years.
So that's true.
We may have to do it again. Okay. Thank you very much, everybody.
Trump has also met recently with Britain's Foreign Secretary, David Cameron. The British government says it is appropriate for British officials to meet with opposition leaders. Lawmakers in the Arizona State Senate are working to repeal a near-total ban on abortion that was upheld last week by the Arizona State Supreme Court. From member station KJZZ, Wayne Shutsky has more.
Lawmakers can't usually introduce new legislation this late in a legislative session. But Democratic Senator Anna Hernandez introduced a motion to make an exception for a bill to repeal the near-total ban that dates back to 1864. Republicans T.J. Shope, Shauna Bullock, and Ken Bennett joined all Democrats to stifle Republican attempts to block that motion. Shope and Bullock then voted alongside Democrats to allow Hernandez to introduce the bill. But a vote on that measure likely won't happen for at least 2 weeks. As for the Arizona House, Republican lawmakers there blocked efforts to repeal the state's near-total abortion ban for the second consecutive week. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Chetsky in Phoenix.
This is NPR. The U.S. Senate has dismissed two impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. House Republicans had accused him of failing to enforce U.S. immigration law. The impeachment articles passed the House on a margin of a single vote. Mayorkas denied the accusations. The Senate ended the impeachment trial yesterday after just a few hours. A volcanic eruption in Indonesia has displaced hundreds of residents and disrupted regional travel. The volcano erupted on Tuesday, sending a plume of ash and smoke nearly 2 miles high. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports so far, some 800 people have been evacuated.
Residents from areas around Mount Ruang on northern Sulawesi Island are sheltering in churches, schools, and meeting halls. The eruption caused the closure of the airport in Sulawesi's Manado city and the cancellation of some flights in neighboring Malaysia. Indonesia has some 120 active volcanoes, according to Indonesia's Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources. Indonesia sits astride a belt of volcanoes called the Ring of Fire. Geologists are concerned that the eruption could cause part of Mount Ruang to collapse into the sea, triggering a tsunami, which is what happened in 1871. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
The United Arab Emirates is still recovering from this week's catastrophic rainstorm. The UAE got a year's worth of rain in a single day. People were trapped in their homes, in their offices, and also in traffic. The airport in the UAE's capital, Dubai, is the world's busiest. It is still struggling to get back to normal. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Betterment. Confusing eye contact with a mysterious stranger is never chill. But Betterment is the investing app that lets you be totally chill about your finances. Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.